Side. I'm here in the Phoenix studio. Romy's up the mountain, broadcasting from the NAU campus.
Tell you what, it's a beautiful day, and this is a beautiful part of the campus, and it's a perfect setting for the tree climbing event. But I have something here for Andrew, actually. This is from one of his customers, Donald, out of Tucson, that just wrote in and said, "Thanks for the referral to Intelligent Design. Andrew Dobbins is one of the rare young men you meet these days that helps restore your faith in our American way of life."
There you go.
Outstanding.
Just one of many that we've gotten on Intelligent Design, and as well on our cruise here in Phoenix from the Rias. We've got Jeff Carmichael from Rias, Andrew Dobbins from Intelligent Design. Again, I appreciate you guys joining us, coming in and talking our way through air conditioning. You guys want to take a guess at what the number one trick question is to ask your air conditioning contractor?
I'll take a stab at it.
All right.
Well, we get a lot of homeowners asking us, I've got a 3-ton system on my home. Over the phone, how about you come out and put another 3-ton on, and how much does it cost?
Yeah. You know, if you've got an air conditioning contractor at your home that goes out, takes a look at the size of the equipment, and just draws up or quotes the same size equipment, you have the wrong air conditioning contractor at your house. Jeff, you want to talk a little bit about why we feel so strongly about that?
Yeah, we have a huge problem, especially here in the Valley, with oversized air conditioning systems. And we're coming up right on that time of the early 2000 homes where it's time to replace. So we need to complete that manual J heat load calculation. It's absolutely important so we know an exact size. This could cause a lot of issues if we're just going like to like. Just swapping boxes, if you will.
Well, not only are the units more efficient than they were when that old unit was built, I don't know, late 90s and early 2000, what were SEER ratings? Were at 8, 9, 10, 11?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we're seeing SEER ratings now, Andrew, of what? Can go up to?
Up to 26.
Up to 26. So we've got more efficient equipment. We know better how to check and seal the ductwork. Homes are generally built better than the original designer wanted to assume, and because builders don't want service callbacks, they just throw bigger units on the house so that it can generate cold air. Andrew, Intelligent Design from Tucson, talk a little bit about what an oversized unit costs you.
Absolutely. So when you think about a motor, Rosie, you talked about the compressor in the system. It's the heart of the system, pumping the refrigerant back and forth and compressing it. If the motor is oversized and you cool the home off very quickly, the thermostat is satisfied, the system shuts off very quickly. You don't run it long enough to remove moisture, and then the heat is coming in at different rates wherever the sun is hitting on the home. So you end up with hot and cold pockets. And then the heat, hot air, is attracted toward cold air. And so it will suck right back in off of the countertops and everything, and the unit will kick right back on again. So it's called short cycling. Kicks on and kicks off. And the largest motor in the system is now having that turning on phase. Imagine driving your car, and at every stoplight, you shut the car off, turned it back on, and floored it. And the only gear working was fourth. That would be pretty bad on your car and your gas mileage.
Exactly.
That's what a single-stage, oversized air conditioner is doing. Stop and go in the city, on and off, only fourth gear working.
It costs too much to buy.
Yep.
It costs a lot more to run. And it doesn't condition the air inside your house. It doesn't air condition your home.
That's right.
And if you're getting a quote for replacing your equipment, I can tell you when we replaced equipment at my own home, which isn't a big home, it's a total tonnage. We had about 5 tons on the house. We took an entire ton off in 2 separate units. Units go on, they run longer, they're much quieter. I like that. I mean, we used to turn the fans on a little bit just for white noise. We don't even get white noise out of the fans anymore. It's so quiet. But our cooling bill, just with the replacement of the equipment, downsizing, keeping the thermostat exactly the same summer over summer, we saved about 30%.
Nice.
It was very nice. And it was nice because I wasn't having to suffer. I wasn't compromising anything. I was keeping the thermostat exactly where I wanted it. The house is cleaner. It is, but I'll tell you what, you've got to have a good place to drain that condensation because, boy, she's she's pulling like I bet you we're pulling 15 gallons a day out of both those units.
Easily.
Does that sound insane?
No, absolutely not.
Not one bit.
Yeah. So you've got to get that away from your foundations. The termites love anytime you've got a wet piece of pocket of mud like that constantly saturated. So get that moved out away from the foundation good and securely. And if you've got somebody replacing your existing equipment with the same size, trust me, you've got the wrong person quoting you that job. You can easily – I would tell you that you were talking about 93% of the systems across the country were installed with some error?
90% is the study. It ranges. 90, okay. It's 89 to 93% depending on who's doing the study, but – it's pretty well 90%.
And I would tell you probably 90% of the guys quoting will just quote you exactly the same size equipment. You can reduce the size of the equipment on your house. I all but guarantee it. We could take a ton off most homes pretty easy all the way across every place below the Mogollon Rim for sure. Talking air conditioning with Andrew Dobbins of Intelligent Design in Tucson and Jeff Carmichael of Rias here in Phoenix. If you got a question, give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.